We continue our learning with the Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Shem Yaakov B'Vilchos Taleo. We are in Makos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction, it's important to distinguish between what we call Hazama, where Edim becomes Zomimin, as we explained, or a Hachosha, where there's a contradiction in the Edus. The difference is very important. Fundamentally, Hachosha is about the Edus itself, is where there's a contradiction. Two Edim say that Reuven killed Shimon, and two other Edim come in and say Reuven did not kill Shimon. There's no way Reuven could have killed Shimon, and that's a Hachosha, and we throw the Edim out of court. We don't believe either of them. Hazama is where two Edim say that Reuven killed Shimon. The other people come in and say, I don't know if Reuven killed Shimon. It's possible that he did, but there's no way you could have seen that because you were Imanu Hayisim about Komploni. You were with us at that time and you couldn't testify about that. So based on the Pasuk, V'hine Eid Sheker, Ha'Eid, in Devarim Yotes, when we speak about Edim Zomin, it says Eid Sheker, Ha'Eid. The focus is on the Edim themselves becoming, it's not about the testimony, it's the Eid Sheker. It's the aid himself becomes aid Zomimin, not because of his testimony. That's not something we're coming to contradict. We just know that you can't serve as an aid on this because you were with us at that time. So the Mishnah explains this. Aidim cannot become Zomimin unless they're a muzomin, that their words, there's hazama on their aidus, not on themselves rather, not on their aidus. There's nothing new with their aidus. It's possible that their aidus is correct, that Reuven killed Shimon, or Shimon owes 200 zuz to Reuven. But the fact that they cannot be aidim, that's what we're speaking about based on the pasuk v'hinei eid sheker. And the Mishnah explained, and this is Hazama, not Hachasha. And it's what we call a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, it's a novelty that this is true. Because after all, to say that we believe the second pair of Edim over the first, why should we do so? Just because they say, you were with us at that time. So when it comes to Hachasha, we don't believe one over the other. So it's a big Chiddush, it's a novelty in Halacha. The divine wisdom teaches us that we believe the second pair of Edim. Ketzad, the Mishnah says, how is it so they become Zomimin? Two Edim come in and say that Reuven killed Shimon. And other Edim come in and say, how could you possibly testify? The person that you claim was killed, was murdered. The person you claim did was the perpetrator of the murder. Could not have died, could not have been killed, or could not have done any killing because that person was with us on that particular day. Ein Edim Zomimin. Ein Elu Zomimin. This does not make the Edim Zomimin because the Edim, they weren't Muzam the Edim, but rather what? They're Edus. So that's not, that may be Hachasha. That's not considered Hazama, and we don't give them Pashtim Kasha Zomam, and the entire Edus is null and void, and that's it, but there's no punishment. Aval Amulahem, if the second pair of Edim rather say about the first Edim, Heich Atem Mi Edim Sharei Atem Eisim Imanu Osayam Alakomploni. How could you see Reuven killed Shimon? Not because Reuven could not have killed Shimon. Maybe he did, but you could not have seen that because you were with us at that time, at that place where you claim that Reuven killed Shimon. So that's Hazama on. That's contradicting not the testimony, but rather the Edim themselves that they could not have testified. They could not serve as Edim. Harei Elu Zomimin. And then you become Eid Zomim, then the Herog and Alpiem and Kasha Zomam can cause them to be killed based on their testimony. Perek Aleph Mishnah, hey, Boa Cheir Mehizim. Let's say after the first pair of Edim became Edim Zomimin. They said Reuven killed Shimon, and we see that it's not Vihizimum. And what happened? Meaning the first two Edim said Reuven killed Shimon, and then two Edim came and say, you were with us at that time, you cannot have done so. Okay, then another pair of Edim walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. They give the same testimony. Vihizimun. And the same Edim who came to be Mazim, the first pair, say, you couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon because you were with us on that day. Okay, then another pair of Edim walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And at the same Edim who made the other two into Edim Zomim, they say, you couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon either. You were with us on that day. A lot of people must have been with these two guys on that day, at that time, in that place. Afilumea, even if it's 100, each and every pair, they keep saying you're Edim Zomimin. Are you with us? You could not testify Reuven killed Shimon because you were with us at that time in that place. Kulam Yehargu, all of those Areidim can be killed as Edim Zomimin, based on the testimony of the new pair, that of the ones who are mazin them each and every time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, come on, is Tussis Hizo. This is like a conspiracy. This is something, different explanations what that word means, but the idea is, you're going to tell me they're telling the truth. Each and every time a pair of Edim come in and testify to something, this same pair make them Edim Zomin. You don't think there's some, they're conspiring together, they're trying to get all these people killed? He says, no, you cannot trust them. The Einan Hereges Elakas Harishon Blavad. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Edim Mazimim can only be Mazim, that first pair. And that's all after that first Hazama. So we don't, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't accept their testimony to be Mazim someone else. And therefore there would not be Hazama on anyone else according to Rabbi Yehuda. But we follow the Chachamim, and in fact you can kill many pairs of Edim based on the Hazama of one pair.